It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game, every single day. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets. That's guaranteed. That's $150 win or lose. You can bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on one app that is safe, secure, easy to use. It is my favorite, FanDuel. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Ramiro. FanDuel.com/RAMIRO and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book. 21 plus and present in Mass. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Brought to you by Whole Foods Market. Prime members save on Driscoll's organic strawberries at Whole Foods Market this week. Just $5 for 2 1-pound packages. Save through June 11th while supplies last, and find more Prime member deals than ever on the Whole Foods Market app. Hello, Kat.
Hi.
Hi. How can we help you?
So I went out on this date with this guy, and we went out a couple, like a bunch of times, actually. And, you know, I thought it was going really well, and, you know, we had a lot of fun. But then all of a sudden, it was like after the most recent date, he just dropped off the face of the earth. And to be honest, I think it might have to do with the fact that I jumped the gun because I started asking, like, you know, the what are we type.
Oh, no.
Wait, how'd you ask? I guess it depends on how you asked it. Like,
no, it doesn't.
did you kind of back him against the wall, or?
I mean, I didn't, like, you know, hold him hostage or anything. I just was like, you know, are we, so, like, what is this? Do you think we're, like, more than friends now? Or are we, like, is this exclusive, committed? I think it kind of...
Yeah.
I mean, well, we can end this Second Date Update right here.
Do we even need to call the guy? I mean, I can tell you what he's going to say.
What do you think he's going to say?
He's going to be like, yo, she freaking wanted me to marry her last time we talked.
Wow.
But, I mean, you know what? Do you want us to call him just to confirm?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I want to figure this out. It's just like, I don't know. I don't think it's that big of a deal when I ask. But.
Okay. We shall call him next. You hang on. You weird psycho stalker. Second Date Update on 10.
Now back to the Second Date Update on the 10.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, so Kat messed up. We just spoke to her, and she went out on a couple of dates with this guy, Steven.
Mm-hmm.
And she hit him with the where are we talk.
Oh, man.
And coincidentally, what a shock that after the date where she hit him with that question... Steven fell off the face of the earth.
Scared him right off.
I think that's his way of answering your question, but we're going to try and call him now, and we'll confirm. Okay, Kat?
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, stay quiet, madam.
Hello?
Hi, is this Steven?
Yes, this is Steven. Who's this?
Hi, Steven. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, and I can explain to you why we're calling. It's actually a fantastic reason that we're calling you.
Wait, hold on. Okay.
So you basically we got your phone number from somebody, and we're offering you a prize. Do you want to hear what it is?
Yeah, okay. What's the prize?
Okay, the prize is you choosing a place that you'd like to go on a date, the day, the time, all that stuff. Us paying for it and us providing a female for you to go on a date with.
It depends on the female. Who asked you to call me?
Oh, it's a beautiful female. You know her, and you like her, too. Her name is Kat.
Yeah, no, I'm all good. No, thank you. I'm gonna pass.
Okay,
thank you guys.
No, hold on. Jeez. I just want to confirm because we spoke to Kat and she said that last time you guys went out, she hit you with the where are we going with this relationship talk? And
we guess that that's why you stopped responding to her. Is that true?
No. I barely remember that. Yeah, I guess she might have asked that. And I was like, I don't know. She's a mean person. Let's leave it at that. I want nothing to do with her. So, her.
Wow. Okay, well, hold on. Can you just tell us what it is exactly? That way we'll get back to her. We'll let her know what it is, and then she'll leave you alone.
You know what? Out of spite to her, I'll tell you. Our last date was fine, and I went over to her place. And I walked in, and she had this whole, like, ice cream sundae buffet set up for me, like a sundae bar. Sounds delicious, right?
Uh-oh.
Rewind to the previous date when I told her I'm lactose intolerant. I haven't had ice cream in 20 years. So she was offended by the fact that I hadn't had ice cream in that long, and she thought this would be, like, a sweet gesture, and I tried to tactfully tell her, this is really nice what you did, but I can't have this stuff. And that's when she started, like, I mean, I don't know how to say it. She started bullying me. Don't be a little bitch.
What kind of pussy
are you? It took me hours to set up.
Stop it, you little bitch.
And I was so, like, horrified by it that, yeah, like, I ended up having a bowl of ice cream and
you peer pressured into it. Oh my god,
I didn't want to hurt her feelings, and it cost me the worst night of my life. You guys don't understand. I felt like my stomach was being ripped out while chainsaws were going off inside at all times. Ooh. I spent half the night in the toilet.
It's not funny, but it's funny.
Yeah, it's not funny.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Right. Okay, seriously? Like, you were...
Hold on, Steven. Like, Steven, Kat's on the phone, and she heard what you said. But wait, Kat, before you say anything, Steven, you had the option of saying no.
You don't understand. She literally cornered me against the wall. She had a bowl in one hand, a spoon in the other, and she was saying, eat it now,
What is wrong with people?
I can't believe you're even complaining about it now. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Get over it.
Yeah, it was just a bowl of ice cream. But you don't understand. I slept on the bathroom floor that night. I couldn't even clench my asshole long enough to walk back into bed.
God.
I was waddling.
That's a lot of information.
Penguin until I collapsed again, grabbing my ass and vomiting on the way back down.
Oh my god, so descriptive.
Like, you're such a like, what about me, huh? Like, you have to clean your hole. Like, just send me a message. Let me know what's going on. Don't leave me hanging because you've got to be on your toilet. Like, you can text from the bathroom floor. Like, why are you such a
Do you guys see what, like, I'm talking about? This little, is exhibit A on display right here in front of you.
Right now.
So, is that no to a date, Steven? Just confirming.
That is a capital N, capital O, infinite exclamation point, no.
Wow.
Yeah, it was only like $30 for the luxury light ice cream, so can you send me a Venmo?
Can you come clean my bathroom?
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
All right, a lot of times during the Second Date Update, we'll get people who sincerely think that they're doing a good deed. They really think they're being a good person, and it ends up backfiring and, you know, pretty much disqualifying them from a relationship. But that's not what happens tomorrow. Mike, he's like a legitimate good guy who does legitimate good things, and that's legitimately the reason that Tara doesn't want to see him again. Wait until you hear this one. It happens at 8:10 right here with Ramiro Pebbles and Melissa the Getter.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game, every single day. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets. That's guaranteed. That's $150 win or lose. You can bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on one app that is safe, secure, easy to use. It is my favorite, FanDuel. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Ramiro. FanDuel.com/RAMIRO and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book. 21 plus and present in Mass. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.